The Women's U.S. Open at the Black Wolf Run course in Kohler has about 150 players. Nearly one-fifth are from South Korea. About 25 countries are represented. U.S. player Paula Creamer says the diversity makes the game more competitive.
There's a lot of, you know, great players from all over, and you know, they're pushing women's golf for everybody.
The U.S. Golf Association says the tournament helps show golf is not just a game for older white men. Association spokesman Joe Good says his organization and the PGA are also reaching out in various ways to women who have never played golf, including with a program called Get Golf Ready.
And that's a program that really introduces the game in five very short lessons. And that's been very successful in attracting a female audience as well as an ethnically diverse audience.
Good contends the USGA is not just worried about the bottom line for the golf industry, which slumped during the recession. He says his group is also trying to help preserve the sport. If the USGA isn't serious about its diversity efforts, some analysts say major cutbacks are coming in golf during the next few decades. Golf fan Mike Smith of NINA says it's good to see the women's game grow more diverse.
I mean, people are people. We all should have a chance to compete, regardless of the sport or whatever endeavor.
Smith says his concern isn't the demographics of who's playing at Black Wolf Run. He says he's worried about the heat and humidity for the players and the spectators over the next few days. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.